Anyway, Joel Hillman says, Helen, how does temperature determine sex in some species?
That's a great question. It's a wonderful phenomenon that happens in lots of reptiles, and it also happens in some fish as well, that instead of having genes, or chromosomes in fact, that determine whether or not an embryo turns into a male or a female, it depends on temperature. So, for example, alligators, they will lay their eggs in a nest, and if it's incubated at around 30 degrees, they will all turn into females. If they're incubated at 33 degrees, they will all turn into males. And if you've got temperature in between those two, you get a varying mixture of males and females at in a different ratio. So clearly the environment is telling it whether or not to turn into male or female. And it's a wonderful question to think about how this happens, and also why does it happen? Why should an animal benefit from letting the environment determine whether or not its offspring turns into male or female? Well, some of the answer to that question was actually brought about by a study in Nature last year. And it was by Daniel Warner and Rick Shine from the University of Sydney. And they were working with these wonderful creatures called Jackie Dragon Lizards from Australia. And they look wonderful and they sound wonderful. And they have this temperature sex determination. And the good thing about them is that they've got quite short lifespans, because the big problem with studying this type of sex determination in things like crocodiles and turtles, which also do this, is they live an awfully long time. So to really get to grips with what's going on, they're not really an ideal subject. But these little lizards only live for about 3 or 4 years, and they're wonderful. And what they've shown, in fact, is they looked at what was going on and found that a key event in the sex determination of these lizards is the conversion of testosterone into estradiol, which is a relation of estrogen. And it's brought about by an enzyme called aromatase, and that happens at very low temperatures. And it tells a developing dragon to become a female. And what they did was they actually overrode that that enzyme, and they were able to block it and artificially turn males into females, even if they were being incubated at a female temperature. And what they showed was that over a number of breeding seasons, they found that males actually had more babies if they were hatched at a normal temperature than if they were hatched at a female temperature. So really what they're showing, and they've done this the other way around as well, it shows that if you're forced to be the wrong sex, you're not as good at having babies. So that's sort of showing us a little bit about why this evolved in the first place, and it gives us an idea of how it happens as well. But just, it doesn't really explain in nature why this should be. But there has to be a benefit. It has evolved. We see it in many different species. There have to be reasons why at different temperatures males do better than females, because that's what we see in all these different animals. And it actually leads us to think about maybe an ongoing problem that we might have to face of climate change, that if these animals are being determined, their sex is being determined by temperature, if that temperature is going to go up, especially for things like fish in the oceans, which we know may increase in temperature, it could start causing all sorts of trouble. So we will see. But it's all rather wonderful and fascinating.
It certainly is. Thank you, Helen.